This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Cuba's government says it's uncovered a human trafficking ring that was bullying Cuban citizens to fight for Russia in the Ukraine war. Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda reports.
The Cuban foreign ministry said the network operates from Russia, trying to use Cuban citizens who are living there, but that it also used some citizens in Cuba itself. It said it would act against anyone seeking to turn Cubans into what it called mercenaries. Russia is often a destination for Cuban migrants trying to escape their home country's economic problems. Last May, a Russian newspaper reported that several Cubans had signed up for Russia's armed forces to fight in Ukraine in exchange for citizenship, but it's not known if the two events are connected.
Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratunda. The U.S. Defense Department on Tuesday warned any sale of artillery ammunition from North Korea to Russia would violate multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions.
From a U.S. government standpoint, we would call on North Korea to refrain from selling ammunition and arms to Russia, which would unnecessarily prolong this conflict.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder spoke to reporters after a U.S. official said Monday North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may travel to Russia soon to meet with President Vladimir Putin as the Kremlin tries to acquire military equipment for its use for war in Ukraine. Gabon's new strongman on Tuesday met Central Africa's mediator for the country and started to amnesty dissidents following a coup last week that brought the curtain down on the 55-year Bongo dynasty. State TV said the general met the Central African Republic's president in the aftermath of the coup. This is VOA News. Rights groups in Zimbabwe say they are concerned about the arrests of two human rights lawyers who had asked police not to interview hospitalized opposition activists who say they were abducted and tortured. Columbus Mavhanga reports from Harare.
The arrest of the two lawyers happened the day President Emmerson Mnangagwa was sworn in for his second term.
Under my leadership and the new ZANU-PF government, democracy, good governance, the rule of law, and the politics of tolerance will be entrenched.
Intolerance and not observing the rule of law is something the Zimbabwe government has been accused of since 1980, when the country got its independence. Columbus Mavhunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
53 members of the security forces have been killed in an attack by suspected militants in northern Burkina Faso, the army said on Tuesday. 17 soldiers and 36 civilian volunteers for the army died on Monday while repelling an attack, the Army General Staff said in a statement. The unit had been deployed to help the resettlement of residents forced out of the area by militants more than 2 years ago, it said. About 30 members of the security forces were injured, the Army added. The Spanish Soccer Federation has fired women's national team coach Jorge Vida less than 3 weeks after his team won the Women's World Cup title, and amid the controversy involving suspended Federation President Luis Rubiales, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Vida was among those who applauded Rubiales when he refused to resign despite facing widespread criticism for kissing player Jenny Hermoso on the lips without her consent. Vida later said Rubiales' behavior was improper. Men's coach Luis de la Fuente also applauded Rubiales' diatribe and apologized on Friday for having clapped in what he described as an inexcusable human error. Vida was at the helm out of the World Cup, even though some players had rebelled against him less than a year earlier in a crisis that put his job in jeopardy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Venice will trial a long-debated ticketing system from spring next year, officials said Tuesday, with day-trippers charged €5 to enter the Italian city's historic center in an attempt to cut the historic number of tourists. The council executive backed the move just weeks after UN cultural agency UNESCO recommended Venice be added to the list of World Heritage in danger, in part because of the impact of mass tourism. I'm Joe Ramsey.